Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tes Zayin Amid Beis, Amar of Chizda, we just did. Amar of Chizda. So we have different deos in the Gemara. What exactly was Rabbi Akiva asking from Rabbi Eliezer? And Rabbi Eliezer answered him, the Raya from Nida. The question was about Shabbos. The answer was from Nida, and he might not have accepted the answer. But what was the question that was being asked? That is the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chizda, right here on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So Rav Chizda now is going to prove his point. Amar Rav Chizda mina aminola. How do I know that what I said is correct? What did I say? I held that Rabbi Akiva holds that Zadon, Shabbos, and Shigigas Malachas. If I know it's Shabbos, I'm just not sure that this Malacha is us. Or I do it for a couple of Shabbos. So that's for sure separate Chatos. So how do I know that? How do I know that Shabbos is Gufin Muchlakin? Right, and the Shaila was, only if I don't know about Shabbos, so then does that, are the days in between considered a break? Right, but for sure, Shabbosos are Gufa Machlokin for the Malachos. How do I know that? So I'm Rav Chizda Mina Aminola. From the following. Titania, Hakotesh Deosios Behalamachas Chayiv. If somebody, as we said before, somebody, the Malacha of writing on Shabbos is two letters. Kosef Deosios. So if I write the Behalamachas Chayiv, that's the regular case. If I write two letters on Shabbos. Bebeis Ha'alamos, what if I write one letter, and then I remember that, oi, you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, and it's Shabbos, and I did an Aveira. And then I forget again, and then I write the other letter. So what's the halacha there? Bebeis ha'alamos, Rabbi Gamliel machayev, Rabbi Gamliel says chayev. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel holds, as we had earlier, ein yediyah lachatzi shir. Meaning, once I know that, wow, oh, I did that, I didn't realize, but if you didn't do anything wrong yet, so then that's not called a yediyah, that's not called a hefsek. So if you only wrote one letter, Rabbi Gamliel says, what are you acknowledging? What are you remembering? You're not remembering anything. So that's why he says, if you didn't remember anything, and therefore you can be mitzarif, the letter before and the letter afterwards. Rabbi Gamliel Machayev, the Chacham and Poter, the Chacham say, no, Poter. Chacham say, no, you knew, you did something. We'll talk about B'Hashem this in a little bit. Is this a machlokas about how do you view Chatzi Shir? Is this a machlokas in Hilchos Shabbos, or this is a machlokas in Hilchos Chatzi Shir in general? Right? That's not clear. It comes up in Shabbos, but we'll see. But then this is the key line for us. Umode Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is modep. Who is he mode to? That's going to be the mystery. Umode Rabbi Gamliel to the Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim? So we'll see. Umode Rabbi Gamliel, Shem Kaza, Vos Achaz, Vashabazu, Vos Achaz, Vashabaz, Acheres Pater. Even though I'll say a Helam in the middle, a Yediyah in the middle is not significant, and you can be Mitzarif one letter before, one letter after, two Shabbosos you can't be Mitzarif. Rabbi Gamliel would admit to that. That's one Brysa. But the other Brysa argues. Vitanya Achris, Yakosif Sheosios, Peshte Shabbosos, Echas b'Shabbazu v'Echas b'Shabbazu, Rabbi Gamliel Machayev. Even in that case, Rabbi Gamliel is Machayev. V'Chacham and Potrin. So there's a stira in Rabbi Gamliel. Would Rabbi Gamliel say one letter on one Shabbos and one letter on the next Shabbos? Would that be Mitzurah? If the first Brisa says no, the second Brisa says yes. So that is the stira. So Kosalka Daitach. The way that we can understand the stira, says Rav Chizda, who's talking now, the way that we could explain the stira is if we know who Rabbi Gamliel is moded to in the first. In the first one, when we say Mode Rabbi Gamliel, who is he Mode to? So here we go. Because Sagataitach, the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Sfirale. Rabbi Gamliel is being Mode to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Shabbosos Mechalkos. Right? That Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, and that's what we're assuming that he holds. If you say that Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbosos Mechalkos, and therefore that was not the question he was asking Rabbi Eliezer, he was asking about Yediyah in the Hefsek Bein Tayim. So if Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbos and Machalkos, then I understand the difference between the two brises. So, Kosaka died after Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Sfirale. Bishlamo Lididi, according to me, says Rav Chizda, Da Amina Zadon Shabbos Vishikas Malachos, that I hold if he knew what day was Shabbos. And he was meshoging on the Malachas. Afil Rabbi Akiva, Omer the Shabbosos Kagufin Damyin. So then, and Rabbi Akiva would agree to that, that the Shabbosos are like separate bodies, and therefore he'd be Chayiv too in those cases. So then I can explain the Brysa. Hadatanya Pater. The Brysa that says Pater, meaning if you write one letter on one Shabbos, and one letter on the next Shabbos, Bizadon Shabbos Vashigigas Malachos, did the Shabbos Kagufin Damyin, Shabbos is Machalik. If Rabbi Akiva holds that way, and Rabbi Gamliel is going like Rabbi Akiva, he's Mode Rabbi Akiva, so then the Brysa that says Pater is because Shabbosos are considered separate entities, and you can't be mitzarif two letters from two Shabbosos. Ve'hadatanya chayiv, and the case that says chayiv, the brisa that says chayiv, that you can put two letters together, that's a different case. V'shigigas Shabbos v'zadah malachos. That's a case that you don't know Shabbos v'zadah malachos. And the shaila is, And that was the shaila that Rabbi Akiva asked. But why would you be chayiv in that case? To kasavar ein yediyah lachatzi shir. Because of the other side of Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that I don't think knowledge after a chatzi shir is going to be significant. But that's how, if Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva, you could put Rabbi Gamliel Shita together and explain how it's not a stira. There's what to say, but let's just finish the sentence. Ela l'rava da'amar, but according to you, Rava, who say, or la Rabba, right? That's what the Shiva Kabetza says on the whole Amr, we should change it to Rabba. Okay, but Ela la Rabba, to Amr Svirle, la Rabbi Akiva, the Shabbosos Kukuvechadeh, you say, the Rabbi Akiva was not asking about that. That two Shabbosos could be one body, could be one carbon. So then how do you answer the Stira? Why would you ever say, Pater, as we'll see? Hadatanya Chayiv, Mishkachas La, in the case that you want to say it's Chayiv, so you could say, because you're combining. Like you hold, I understand various reasons why you could combine two Shabbosos. Either they're one guf, or you're not machshiv the idea in between. Ela hadatanya pater. But according to you, Rabba, why would you ever say pater? Why would you say the two Shabbosos do not combine? You say that according to Rabbi Akiva, Shabbosos are all guf echad. But my muk misma, lo bachada, lo bachada. It won't work if the malach is shogeg, it won't work if the Shabbos is shogeg. Right? You don't have a shita. So doesn't this prove, therefore, that Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds Shabbosos machalkos? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbah, there's a simple answer. You're right, somebody has to hold Shabbosos machalkos. But the Brisa never says that he was more than Rabbi Akiva. You could just put in a different Tana. Omalacha Rabbah, Rabbi Gamliel Sfirlei, Kirim Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the shita that he agrees to, and the same exact thing that you said. Doesn't have to be Rabbi Akiva. Da'amar Shabbosos kaguf in damin. So therefore, there is no raya from what you said. Let's stop there for a moment. By Vahad Midaktani. There's an important discussion here when we talk about Yesh Yediyah Lachatzi Shir, Ein Yediyah Lachatzi Shir. There's a Me'iri. There's a Me'iri. The Me'iri is not in Krisos. We have a Me'iri in Shabbos, Daf Gimel. The Me'iri says there, and again, this gets us into something that Bezron will talk about in a few minutes also. The Me'iri says that you only say, even according to the opinion of Yesh Yediyah Lachatzi Shir, Yesh Yediyah, and therefore it creates a hefsek, and you cannot combine a half a shir before and then a half a shir afterwards. That only is where you did something significant in Hilchos Shabbos, and you're just chaser on the shir. You did a Maisa Aveira, but you're a Chasar on the Shir. But if you didn't even do a Maisa Aveira at all, then you're not going to say Yesh Yediyah Lachatzi Shir. Because it's even less than Chatzi Shir. You did nothing. That's what the Me'iri says. Sha'af L'dasa Omer Ba'alma, Yesh Yediyah Lachatzi Shir, Modehu Bezushala, Amru Kein Ela Kesh'asa Isser Baha'alama. You wrote one letter. You ate a half a Kazayas of Chalev. That's an Isser. Aval Bishinu Chayiv, Isser Miha Ika. Aval, what's the contrast? Hotza'a. What if I did an Akira, and then I had a Yediyah, and then I forgot that I did the Hanacha? Is that Yediyah Lachatzi Shir? Says the Me'iri, you're not going to be, that's not going to be a Hefsek in that case. Why? So this is what the Achronim call, the Me'iri doesn't use these words, but this is what the Achronim call the Chilik between a Chatzi Shir and a Chatzi Malacha. Chatzi Shir means I did the Avera, I just didn't do quantitatively enough. I carried something out less than the shear. I ate less than a kezayis. I did the avera. It's just that the minimum amount that the Torah wants from me to be aser, to be chayiv, doesn't exist. But if I only did half of an avera, like hotzah, the malacha of hotzah requires an akira and a hanach, and I only did an akira, that's not called chatzi shear. That's called chatzi malacha. And you have to ask the question, in Hilchos Shabbos specifically, you know, in general, what's called a chatzi shir, what's called a chatzi malacha? Like there are certain malachos, remember the Mishnah in Klal Gadol about the 39 malachas? Sometimes there's a shir given in the Mishnah, even though a lot of them have shiurim. But osa shtei bati nirin, what if I do nir echad? Right, or the tofer amanas litfar even, those aren't exactly the same. But it could be, some suggest, that the shi'urim listed in that Mishnah is because those shi'urim are definitional to the malacha. And if I don't do those shi'urim, then it wouldn't be a malacha. It gets a little tricky, kosei she'osios. So that's exactly what he's trying to say, that it doesn't apply by ksiva. By ksiva, one letter is. Okay, but either way, that's an issue of the achronim, chatzi shir versus chatzi malacha. Related to this, though, is, it sounds like from the Me'iri, so you're only going to say Yesh Yediyah Lachatzi Shir, that there is significance if you did an Isser, right? It says there's no onish, but iser mi ha'ika. Will you only say yesh yediyah l'chatzi shir if you hold chatzi shir aser min ha'torah? If you hold chatzi shir, not aser min ha'torah. So according to the Torah, you didn't do anything. So then for sure you would say ein yediyah l'chatzi shir? That's what it sounds like he's saying. That's the question of the Totos Chaim, Rav Menachem Zemba, in a sefer on Hotza'a in Simin Zion. And he asks, according to this Miri, why didn't the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalid, why didn't the Gemara there, talking about Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, trying to bring proofs whether the Yachatzi Shir is also in the Torah or not, why didn't it bring in this issue? According to the Meiri, you only say, if you hold Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, so then, or Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, it's only if it's Aser Daraisa. So if you hold Ein Yediyah, it has to be that it is only Aser Darabanan. So he discusses this in Simin Zayin, why didn't the Gemara bring this up there, and a couple of other questions as well. This is an important discussion of Chatzi Shir and Chatzi Malacha. But that's the Meiri's comment on this sugya of Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir and Krisus brought up over there in Shabbos Daf Gimel. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, so Reb Chizda just tried to bring a raya from this Braisa, and Rabba said back, it's no raya. It could be that he missed to Rabbi Eliezer, not the Afka to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, V'amei Diktani, but 1 second, Umodir Rabbi Gamliel, but the fact that the phrase that's used in this brisa is that Rabbi Gamliel's moda in this case, that's mashma clearly that there's a different case that he argues. So according to you, Rabba, so you're going to have to find a case that he argues with Rabbi Eliezer somewhere else. According to me, I could tell you where he argues with Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he's going to be moda to Rabbi Akiva here. But according to you, it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Eliezer. So what case does he argue with Rabbi Eliezer elsewhere that we would say he would be moda here? So, if you say like me that the moda is Rabbi Akiva, and therefore we could prove that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbosos are gufun mechlakin, bishlamak Rabbi Akiva svirlei hainu depligi. We know they argue b'shigigah Shabbos v'zada malachas. We know that they argue in that case where you don't know it's Shabbos, even though you know these malachas are aser, but you don't know that today is Shabbos. Gamliel savar ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. Rabbi Gamliel argues and says there is no yediyah for chatzi shir in that case. Therefore, there's no hefzik. And Rabbi Kiva says there is. Umod Rabbi Gamliel b'zadon Shabbos shigas malachas shu pater alma shabbosas kugufin damien. That's fine. Ella iam Rabbi Gamliel k'Rabbi Eliezer sfir lei. But where do you ever have a case where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer argue about a related topic? You know, they could argue about something else totally, but there has to be a related topic by saying moda. Michlal de Pligi, b'mai. What's the case that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer argue? I b'shigah Shabbos v'zodon malachos. If it's the case where you don't know it's Shabbos, afilu Rabbi Eliezer k'Rabbi Gamliel sfirlei. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. De'ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. Right? We know that from elsewhere. D'tanya, hakotiv she'osios b'shei Shabbosos, osachat b'shabbos v'zu, v'osachat b'shabbos v'zu, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev. So Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Gamliel regarding the issue of Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. And we know he agrees in the cases of Shabbos Gufin Mechlakin. So what's the case that Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Gamliel argue that we would say Moda in the case of one on this Shabbos and one on that Shabbos? What's the other case? So Gemara says, Ela ba'achas al ha'arig. Maybe the case is where achas al ha'arig. We know usually the malacha of weaving, you have to weave two threads, two loops. But, says the Mishnah, that there is a machlokes, but what if I already have, if that's two, but what if I already have a baguette? You already have a significant item. So everything you add on gives it more quality. It's not like you have to do two. When you have one, it's nothing. So then you do two, so that's, you have to have two. But achas al arik, you might even be chayiv even just adding one. And that's similar, Rashi explains, to the case of something on this Shabbos, something on that Shabbos. You're being mashlim something that was done beforehand. That's the parallel between the two. It's a little different, because by the one letter and one letter, maybe you didn't do anything beforehand. But Rashi notes that. Rashi notes, Dami lahai dekosif chatzi shir b'Shabbos, sheni, umashlim the shir harishon, v'oreg nami chatzi shir al ha'arig. Afilo hachim chayev Rabbi Gamliel, tahacha, and Rabbi Gamliel would say chayev there. Rabbi Eliezer would say Pater there. The dummy kachorish. I'm reading Rashi. The dummy kachorish chatzis shir v'zareh chatzis shir. Aval ba'oreg. Dameika rahavi b'hai beged orig shir harbei. Choshev hai chut she'orag zeh agav kol ha'beged. So once you have a whole bega, then every chul you add is more significant than just starting off and having a second thread. So maybe that's the case that they argue with. Rabbi Gamliel says, chayiv in that case, just for one more. And Rabbi, just like Rabbi Gamliel says, ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. So here too, one more would be chayiv. You could add on, and Rabbi Lezer would say patur in that case. Is that the case that they argue about? Says the Gemara. We'll get back to that line, but let's just finish. That can't be why. Chiyuv v'machayev. We know Rabbi Lezer says chayev in that case too. That can be the machlokes titznan. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer Omer, ha'orik shlosha chutin b'tchilo ve'echad ala arei chayev. Question mark. So we're still stuck. According to you, Rabbah, what's the case that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer argue about? You're saying that the Modi Rabbi Gamliel is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kif is not involved. What's the case that they argue? So we're still stuck. We're still stuck. Before we continue with the answer, Rashi here brought up, again, what we were talking about before, about Chatzi Shir and Chatzi Malacha. Rashi here discusses Choresh Chatzi Shir, Zoreya Chatzi Shir. So this is Rashi L'Shitaso. Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalet, Amud Aleph, quotes that we have the Paspa, we have the Katzav of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos. Borer and Mevashel, Rashi has it by. Sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying. Rashi says in Shabbos Ayin Dalet that Borer and Mevashel applies to Malacha Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah says it applies to Geneva. Right, the first Rambam in Hilchas Geneva. The Rambam says, if I am Gonev Kol Shehu, it's an Issa Daraisa. There's no Chiyuv Hashava. But says the Rambam, Kol Agonev Mamon Mishava Pruta Valamala Over Alosa Se Shenem Alo Tignovu. V'en Alokan Alazesh Yeritan Latashlumen. Shagayin V'chulu. And then he says, Aser Lignov Kol Shehu Din Torah. Even though, if you're Gonev, you violate the Losa Lo Tignovu, only with a Pruta, but it's Aser to be Gonev Kol Shehu Din Torah. Says the Magen Mishnah, Kidin Chatzi Shir B'Isurin. So again, that's a Chiddush, to apply Mamonis to Isurin. Or Yisurin to Mamonis. That's the Magen Mishnah. Why is this important? That Rashi and Shabbos Ayin Dal, the Magen Mishnah begins with Geneva. And we're not going to get to the issues of Geneva versus Gzela now. The Magen Mishnah does not say that by Gzela. Maybe there's a difference between the two. But the significance is that there are a number of Achronim that say that maybe Chatzi Shir should be limited. Should be limited to certain areas of Halacha. Right? The Sugya of Chatzi Shir in the end of Maseches Yuma, beginning at the last parak, is by eating. Kol Chelev. That's the Makkah for Rabbi Yochanan. Either Kol Chelev, any Chelev, even Chatzi Shir, or the Svara of Chazi Litzdarufe, Ki Mitzdarif. But either way, it's by an eating case. So there are those that say maybe only by an eating case would we say Chatzi Shir is Aser. Why? What's the Svara? So it says the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Pei Vav. Because, one word, Achshavei. We know by certain other areas of halacha, even if you have something that's very small or not chashiv, if I, through my actions, show that this is significant to me, then I could give it chashivas. I could give it chashivas. You have that even by Melech HaShabbos, by Hotza'a. But says the Chacham Tzvi, maybe that's the svara of Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. The fact that I only eat half a shir, but that's what I eat, eating it itself is machshavit. It shows that it's important to me. Hainu davka ba'osa maisa shemachshivo la'oso pachos mikhatzi shir. But let's say, says the Chacham Tzvi, what's he talking about? Chatzi shir by bal yira bal yimatzei. I have a half a shir in my house of chametz. So do I violate bal yira bal yimatzei? Says the Chacham Tzvi, no. Because that's what's left. You didn't do an action that davka shows that this chatzi shir is chashiv to you. No, it happens to be left in your house. Aval b'chametz pachos b'kezayas she'ena osa maisa ela manicho beveso ve'ena mavaro kima she'ena osa davar shemara bo shemachshimo lo amrinan bey chazi le'itztarufe. You wouldn't say chazi le'itztarufe there. So that's the question. Do you need achshavei when it comes to the isra of chatzi shir? So that plus other svaras that might not apply to every other type of isra. Unless you say if I plowed a half a kezayas. So is that achshavei? It shows it's significant because I did it? Everything, we're talking about everything, is that you did something. Obviously, if I eat something that shows I'm interested in it, that I'm nourished by it, then that's satisfying me or just helping me. So it could be that svara, there's a shagasari also that gives a different svara, that it could be chatzi shir, could be limited to certain isurim. But again, here, Rashi is explaining expanding it to Hilchas Shabbos, and that is significant. That is significant. Hilchas Pesach might be a little different. There's the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz u'Matzah quotes a separate makar for a chatzi shir by chametz being aser min haTorah, and that the Achronim, the Magen Mishnah, well, the Mishnah Melech wonders. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, says Ha'ochel man chametz atzmo bePesach kol shehu hariza asur min haTorah sheneamar lo yeachel chametz. And he asked the Mishnah Melech, what does he need a separate knocker for? The Rambam paskins chazi shiur asur min haTorah. Why would I think chametz is more kal? So explains the Mishnah LaMelech, because it's not an asur, it's not asur forever, right? It's asur, it's mutter next week. So iser chametz lo dami lechelav. The misham lam duchasi shir asur misham dechelav asur laolam lo hayelo shas heter mashenkim bechametz shemutter kodem apesach lachenu suk pasuk bevriatzma bechametz laaser chasi shir. Think about the svar for that. What makes chametz different than other isurim in terms of it's not being in eternally asur? Okay. So that's Chatzi Shir discussions. Let's get back to our Gemara. So we're still stuck. Rabba is still stuck. Right? Where else do we have a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer? Now we could say he is Moda here. So Amar Rabba, Michlau, the Palig, Bi, our Gir says Bahada, the Rashash says Bahada. In this case, the following case. This is the machlokas. Titania, hoti chatzi grogris. The chazar. Hoti chatzi grogris balamachas. I carried out a half of a shear of hotza'a, and then I put it down. Then I went back in, carried out another half a shear of hotza'a. So are those two half shear mitzaref? If I did about one helam chayiv. B'shielam aspater. Tanakama says, yeah, you can be mitzaref them. Reb Yossi Omer, another limit. Behelam echad, lirishus echad chayiv, lirish de rishuyos pater. You have to have taken it to the same rishus arabim. If I took it out to different rishuyos arabims, so rishuyos machalkos, according to Reb Yossi. And the Tanakama says not. So maybe this is the machlokas that's related to our case of Yedios. The Rebbe Gamliel Kitanakama. Rebbe Gamliel holds like the Tanakama that Rishuyos are not Mechalek. Right? And therefore, just like Rebbe Gamliel says in our case that you're Mitzari for the Shabbosos. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yossi. Period. We found a machlokas that's related. And therefore, that's what Rabba would say. The earlier Brisa also was talking about Rebbe Eliezer and not Rebbe Akiva. The Chatzi Grogus, so according to this, no. It's not a chatzi malacha. An akira is a chatzi malacha, to compare to a hanacha. But a half a shear of hotzah is the same thing like a half a shear of the other malachas as well. Good. Toshma, next try. Another kasha on Rabba. Again, Rabba said that according to Rabbi Akiva, the question was about shigigas malachos. If Shabbos is gufun muchlakin. Rav Chista says, for sure, gufun muchlakin. Rabba says that was the question. So, Toshma, let's try again, quoting from our Mishnah. Back to our Mishnah. Remember, what was the answer of Belezer says? What's the answer of Shabbos? So he quotes Nida. Amar lo, chayav al kalachas v'achas mikal v'chomer. Belezer says, you're chayav on each one based on a kal v'chomer. On each Shabbos based on a kal v'chomer from Nida. Ma, Nida, sheba totos harbe v'chulu. Right, Nida, you're chayav, it says the same thing, and you're chayav a lot. So Shabbos, which has different things, you're for sure chayav a lot. So the Mishnah, mother of Chizda, according to Rav Chizda, de Amar, shiga Shabbos v'zadon malachos. Boiminei. The question was about you don't know if it was Shabbos, but you know the malachos. The question wasn't about whether Shabbos is gufin muchlakin or not. Shabbos was did days in between create a hefsek, right? That was the question that Rav Chizda, according to Rav Chizda, Rav Akiva asked. Hainu dekamar leumanida. I understand the makar of nida. Because it's one, you're not asking about Shabbosos. So you're asking about Shabbos, and you're asking about Nida. El Rava to Amar, or Rava to Amar Zodan Shabbos Shikas Malachos, who deboy mine, the Shabbosos, he could goof and dami milo. Do you look at many Shabbosos as one unit or not? Listen, Nidos. Shouldn't be about Nida. If you're asking about many Shabbosos, the parallel would be asking about many Nidos. Right? If you're asking about one Shabbos, and if you, one Shabbos are Malachos, you know, mechulak are the days in between. So listi nidos, the amal harava. Okay, three nidos. Fine, switch it. Shmuel tani nida, Rav Ada bar Ava tani nida, Rav Nasan bar Oshia ami tani nidos. Fine. Ula Rav Chizda, now the other way. L'Rav Chizda, damar shiga Shabbos v'zodah malachus hu deboi minei, t'yomah shemitayim yavi nidia l'chalik v'ilo. According to Rav Chizda, that was the question. For sure Shabbos or gufin mechlakin. The question is, if you don't know it was Shabbos, you don't know it was Shabbos, right, you know the malachas. So, is the week in between machalek? So nida. So what's the, if the issue is about the days in between? So what's the comparison to nida? Nida is a different kind of thing. Nida my yom shemini time having yedia lachalek isbe. What's the parallel to, you know, days in between? Are they machalek or not? So Amar Rava, so you have to come up with a case of Nida that has that. Kugon Shaba Aleha Vitavla, Vira Sava Chazar Ba Aleha Vitavla, Vachazar Ba Aleha, the Tfilos Havian Kiyam Shabbatayim. You have something in between the Isurim that could separate. Days in between, Tvilos in between. So that would be the parallel why Nida is quoted. Period. The sheet of the Rambam here is Lamaskana, is dealt with by the Lechem Mishnah and others. The Rambam Paskins, as we said before, Halamos or Machalkos, we said that. And the Rambam Hilchos Shgagos also says, right if I do, Ha'ose, Zayin Ches, Ha'ose, Malachos Harbe, Me'ein Malacha Achas, Bishabasos Harbe. Many Malachos, Me'ein Malacha Achas, meaning toldos, five toldos of one Malacha. On many Shabbasos, Bein bezadam b'shabas, bein shigash malachas, bein shigash shabas malachas, chayav akol malacha umalacha. I'm chayav for each malacha. If it's different actions, toldos of the same malacha, different shabbasos. For example, said the Rambam, I know today is Shabbos. V'zarabo, b'pnei shalo yada shazvi malacha. I put a seed in the ground. I didn't know that was usher. And on the second Shabbos, I know it's Shabbos. And I planted a tree, because I didn't know Natiya was usher. And on the third Shabbos, I grafted. And on the fourth Shabbos, I watered the lawn. All of those, says the Rambam, chayev al kalachas va'achas, af al pi shehein ein malacha achas. Even though they're all toldos of one. Why? Mipnei shahashabasos kegufin mechlakin hein. Because Shabbos is gufin mechlakin. That's what the Rambam paskins. Halomos is gufin mechlakin and Shabbos is gufin mechlakin. But the Rambam says that tamchulin are not mechalik, as we said before. Or different karbanos. Or different animals are not mechalik. But the Rambam paskins, Shabbosos are mechalik and halomos. The question is that it's clear from the Rambam and the next halacha also. The Rambam says Shabbos is gufin mechlakin, and therefore if I'm noteya and the next Shabbos I'm zoreya, the next Shabbos I'm mashke zroim, it's all chayiv on each one. It's mashma from the Rambam. What if I did zriya on one Shabbos and zriya on the next Shabbos and zriya on the next Shabbos? So it sounds like the Rambam that you'd be chayiv only one. That's the lechem mishnah ziyak. I don't understand that. If you say Shabbos is mechalik, then what does it matter if you do five different toldos on five different Shabbosos, where the Rambam says you're chayav five, or if you do the same exact malacha? If it's Shabbosos kegufin mechlakin, then even if it's the same exact one, you should be chayav on each one. That's the diuk of the Lechem Mishnah and the problem. Tidivrei tema, derabbeinu nirat, the pasuk is like Rav Chisda, right? But again, that's the question, the diuk of the Rambam that many deal with, are Sameach. The Sameach here deals with how you could be mechalik between Shabbos and Nida. Between Shabbos and Nida, how Shabbos and the Gemara here compares, as we're about to see. How Nida, you can't do many bios all together, but Shabbos, you could still do those malachas all together, so therefore they're not as separated. Okay, but it's an important Rambam to be aware of, and the Ar Sameach and the other Achronim on that Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Tashma, let's try to bring another Raya. Habala Ketanos Yochiach. So again, Ketanos is a plural Lashon. So now the other way, Bishlam Allah Rabba Haina Dizaniktanos is plural, like we said before. That's a parallel to many Shabbosos. El Rav Chisda, my Ketanos, should be singular, because they're only asking about one Shabbos. Ketanos to Alma means Ketanos of the world, not the Ketanos in this case. One Ketana. Period. And we end off the Perek with a different version of the whole story in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had this question. The question was about Shabbos, and the Raya was from Nida. So this following brisa has the opposite. Mastisa de loka hadin tana, de tanya, amrab shimen alazar, lokach shala rabbi kivla rabbi lezer. He didn't ask him about Shabbos, elakach shalo, haba al ishto nida, vechaza urba al ishto nida, vehela machas mahu. Somebody's with his wife when she is a nida, bishogeg, in the same helam, how many karbanos is that? Chayvachas ogolono chayvachalachas vachas, omer le, chayvachalachas vachas, bikavachomer. Right, each one from a Gavachomer from Shabbos. Meaning instead of the question about Shabbos and the Raya from Nida, the question is about Nida and the Raya is from Shabbos. How do you know? Uma Shabbos she'ein bo ela azara achas. Shehu muzhar akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Shabbos, which is only one azara. Right, he is usher to violate Shabbos. Shabbos is not muzhar on him. V'Shabbos ein muzhar es alav, chayav akol achas v'achas. Shabbos, where there's only one azara, yet there are many chiyuvim. Nida sheish b'shtei azaros. Shehu muzhar ala nida, v'nida muzhar es alav. Nida, where it's double azaros, ein odin shehu chayav akol achas v'achas. Right? Nida has more averus, so surely it should have more chatos also. Amru lo, Or Amar Lalo, Elat B'Shabbos. No, Shabbos is different. Sheish Batotzos Harbe Lachatos Harbe. Shabbos has many different forms that you can do the Avera. 39 Malachas. Tomer Benida, Shein Batotzos Harbe Lachatos Harbe. Nida is the one Shein, one Mais Avera. So maybe you wouldn't say Nida has many different Chiyuvim. Amrulo Haba Al Haktanos Yochiach. Okay, what do you mean? I'll prove it to you from the next line. Shein Batotzos Harbe Bayaktana. There aren't totzos harbe, by it's the same ma'isa bia, b'chados harbe, b'chayvok alachas v'achas. Right, if there are many ktanos, right, it's the same aveira, and you're still chayv on each and every one. Armulo lo, amarta b'ktanos, can't go from machlokin. No, if it's different people, then you can't compare it. Armulo habala behema yuchiyach, she'en go from machlokin, b'chayvok alachas v'achas. So I'll prove to you from behema. Again, it's not go from machlokin. Right, you don't see Guvah Mechlokin by animals, and you're still chayav on each and every one. So too, when it comes to Nida. So Amrulo, HaBehema Kenida. No, I have the same shayla about Behema as I have my Nida. Therefore, don't bring me a raya from Behema. I have a question. And it might be that Behema and Nida are not comparable to Shabbos. And therefore, I don't like your raya, the answer to me, Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, Hadronalach Amrulo, that was all about, that parrot was all about different shemos, isser, what combines, what doesn't combine. Again, krisus, Mesechus krisus is all about chataos also. So that's the first mission also. So the third parak is all about figuring out how many chataos one is chayef, right? What is mechalik? The different people, different times, different shabbosos, different averos, different karbanos, right? All different definitions. Now we get into the fourth parak of Mesechus krisus, which has a lot about Asham Talui. A lot about Asham Talui and related issues relates to the previous parak, but here we go, Asham Talui. Suffolk, and we know, Asham Talui, the rule is, if I'm chayav achatas, if I did it bevadai, so then I would be chayav an Asham Talui if I did it, if I wasn't sure. If I'm chayav an Asham Talui and I didn't get to bring it until after Yom Kippur, so then I don't have to bring an Asham Talui, as we'll see. If I find out that I vada did the Avera, then I have to bring a chatas, even if I brought the Asham Talui already. I have to bring the chatas. What is the purpose of an Asham Tali? As the Gemara is going to say, the Mishnah lahagen al Yisurim, just to protect us, meanwhile, because we don't want to be unkaparid in the interim. So, Savig achal chalev, Savig lo achal. What if somebody's not sure if they ate chalev or not? V'yafilo achal, and even if somebody ate it, Safig yesh bo kashir, the Safig ain bo. You're not sure if you ate the amount of chalev that would be asur da'oraisa, or usher with an onesh. Shuman v'chelav lefanav. If somebody has two pieces of meat, v'yachal echad mehem v'ni yodea, one kosher, one not kosher. V'ni yodea ezem enachal. You ate one of them, you don't know if you ate the kosher one, shuman, kosher fat, or chelav, the not kosher fat. Ishto v'achosu imo. Right? It's dark out, a man is with a woman, doesn't know if it was his wife or his sister. But bias, shagag b'achas man. V'ni yodea be'ezem en shagag. Shab, right, the Gemara talks about, what about a blind man? How could a blind man ever be with his wife? Tiva Takala. Shabbos v'yom chol. Shabbos and weekday. V'asa malacha b'echem mehem. V'ni yodea b'ezem en asa. I don't remember if I did that malacha on Shabbos or weekday. In all these cases, maybe asham talui. In all these cases, you bring an asham talui. Kishem she'im achal chelav v'chelav helam echas eino chayv alachatas achas. And just like if I ate, did the same avera twice in one helam, I only bring one chatas. Kein aloho d'shalahem eino maybe ala asham talui echad. Asham Tali is subject to the same rules as Chatas. One Chatas for many Averis in one Helam, one Asham Tali on Suffolk many Averis in one Helam. In Maisi Yediyah Bein Tayim, and if there's a Yediyah of the Avera in between, Kishem Shu Mevi Chatas Achas Al Kol Achas V'Achas, just like you bring a Chatas for each one, Kach Mevi Asham Tali Al Kol Achas V'Achas. So too, Yediyah is Machalik for Asham Tali. And Kishem Shachal Chela V'Dam U'Pigol V'Noser Be'Alam Achas, just like if I do four different averus in one helam, I'm chayev on each one separately, achatos. Kachaloho d'shalohen, maybe Asham Tali akalachas v'achas. So too, Asham Tali on each and every one. What's the case of Asham Tali that I have a piece of meat in front of me, I'm not sure if it's kosher or not kosher, and I ate it? Did I know when I ate it that I wasn't sure whether it was kosher or not? Would that be enough of a suffolk? I know it's a suffolk before I eat it, then I ate it. Is that an Asham Tali? Says Rashi and Tosfos here, no. No, it has to be a case where I thought it was kosher. And then I find that afterwards it might not have been kosher. Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Rashi on Amud Beis. The first Tosfos in the parak, back on Amud Aleph. Umairi b'sha'a she'achal, hayasavar shehu shuman. I thought it was kosher. D'iyodeya shehu safek chelev. If I know it's a safek chelev, hechi maisi karbon. That is, Tosfos doesn't use the word, but Tosfos just says that's not called shav miyadiyah so. That had you known, you wouldn't have done it. What do you mean? It's safek, and you still did it. That's not chayav a karbon. Rashi uses a little stronger words. You're amazed. You're amazed. Not that, you know, for sure. You're amazed enough that you're not chayav an asham tali. Let's say it this way. It's not suffic enough to be mechayav an asham tali. Rashi's lashon is mezid hu upater. But in conceptual, you're not suffic enough for this, and therefore you would be putter from an atali. There are shidis that argue. The shidim kubet says in Ksubis, on the Afchav Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, no, even in this case you'd be chayav a karbon. Even in this case you'd be chayav a karbon. Fine, machlokas, we can talk about exactly why. But there's it's a beautiful suffic right here of the Rishash. The Rishash says, what about in this case? According to Rashi and Tosfos, in this case, if you ate it, you were mesupik, so you don't bring an Ashim Tali. What happens if you find out the next day that it was Vaday Treif? Do you bring a Chatas? Fine, it's not shogig enough to be an Ashim Tali. Is it shogig enough to be a Mechayev a Chatas? That's his suffic. Do you have the same rules? Maybe you'd say, this is Mezid, and therefore you can't bring a Chatas for Mezid. What do you say? No, you didn't know for sure that you did it. That's his suffix right here. Would you have the same rules of definitions of shogig and mezid? Nistapakti b'kia gavna. Im no de lo acher kach shu vade chelev im chayev chatas. The yesh lomar. The avagav de lo parish mi suffix. Aval mi vadai hayanifrash. Right, if it was vade, you wouldn't have done it. V'krunikra shav miyidiyaso. Ayin ba mitziya. That's the Rishash's suffix here. Would they agree that you would bring a chatas if you find out vadai afterwards? Okay. Good. Says the Gemara. A lot of lumdas here, as we know. Itmar. It starts here, but the Gemara continues the next time. Itmar, Rav Asi Amar, major machlokes amoroyim. When the Mishnah says that suffix, Rav Asi Amar, chaticha achashaninu. Suffix shalchila, suffix shalshuman. The Mishnah could be talking about like what we thought. You have one piece of meat. You're not sure if it's chilev or shuman. You eat it. You're chayim anashim tali. Meaning you don't need what's called. I mean, I'm using a lashon that's going to come up later on. You don't need there to be vaday isser in front of you. What's called ikva isura, as we're going to have later on. You don't need that. No, even if there might not be anything else in front of you. Chia barav amar, we hold chaticha mishtei chaticha shaninu. You need there to be isser in front of you, and now you're mesupik if you partook of that isser. Chaticha mishtei chaticha shaninu, what's called later on, ikva isura. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas about? So you might say it's svara, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says it's not based on svara, it's based on the pesukim. Ravasi yomar, yeshem lemisores. You go by how the words are written. Mitzvasksiv, in the context of Asham Tali, it says mitzvas, which could be singular. V'chia barav amar, yeshem lemikra, mitzvos karinan. Period. The Achronim point out, the Shilin Gubetzes actually says this on the next daf, this is not the regular machlokes linked to Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Masorah, beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, because there'll be many steeras between Tanoim, if you hold what you hold by Asham Tali and what you hold by Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Masorah. So it's a unique type of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Masorah. It's not the normal. What's the difference between them? So you can look it up in the, amongst the Shilin Gubetzes and the Achronim also that discuss it. But again, it sounds like the Gemara is using the same type of sugyas, but again, we've had already, especially in Kachim, in Tmura and Krisus, phrases of Shas topics that aren't exactly the same, right? We had Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomin, we had Shlichat Ravera, we had a Mitzvah Babavera, kind of Lashonos. Okay, fine. Stop there for a moment. There is a major, humongous discussion about Asham Tali. The Rashba quotes our Gemara as the Kasha against the Rambam. The Rambam's famous Shita of Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, being a din d'rabanan. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, a din d'rabanan. That's what the Rambam holds in Hilchos Tumas Meis, the end of Perek Tes. Says the Rambam, v'ein tami min haTorah el misha nitma tumah v'dos. Aval kol ha'sveikos, bein betumos, bein b'machalos asuros, bein b'arayos, v'shabasos, ein choshesh l'hem el midivrei sofrim. It's all d'rabanan. Safek d'oraisa l'kula mid'oraisa. That's the Rambam Shita. Savik daraisa lechumra only midirabanan, and the Rashba in Kiddushin daf ayin gimel in the Torah Sabayis, the Rashba argues vehemently against the Rambam, and one of his big riyas is Asham Tali. The Torah says you're chayiv a karbon besafik. So according to you, Rambam, Safek Aveira is only Asad Rabbanan. How could you be Chayav a Karban for that? That's one of the strongest questions that he has. Fine. If you look in the Rambams that we have, in the Rambams that we've had for centuries, it was in parentheses. But if you take a look in the Franco Rambam here, there's an extra line. An extra line. The Rambam knows the Pasuk in Chumash. The Rambam would say, Hashem Tali is an exception to the rule. The Afal Pike in our gear, so if we keep reading, Dover Shechayav and Alzdono Karis, Visveko Asim and Atorah, Shari Ha'osa Usa Chayav Bashem Talui. The Rambam says, I agree with you. You think I don't know the Pasuk? The Rambam would say, Safi Chayavi Krisos are different. Other Safi Svekos are De Oraisa Lakula. That'd be Drabana Lachumra. But not this. Right? That is the Rambam's addition for this. The Ravid also argues here, Zeo Shibish Gadol. Shari Amri Bakam Makomo, Sveka Daraisa Lachumra, Sveka Drabana Lakula, Vizu Sveka Daraisa Hi. Avokhaila Lomar Mishum Davile, Svek Sveka, I'll agree with you. That's only Lachumra Midrabanan, at most. Again, that's the Rambam. Again, much discussion of this Rambam. The first Shev Shmaitza talks about this Machlokas Rambam Rashba, right? The Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Lech Tov. Maybe we'll talk about that in a couple of days. Lassen Daraisa, I'm sorry, in Klal Hay discusses it. Again, big discussion. The other fascinating discussion here. You know what? Let's wait a minute. We'll do it in a few minutes. Let's continue. By the way, remember the Radvaz that talks about why the Torah doesn't have nekudos in it? The Shuvah of the Radvaz, Gimel Tuf Resh Mem Gimel, doesn't have nekudos because it leaves open the possibility of darshaning in so many different ways and so many levels of understanding. If there would be nekudos in the Torah, then the words will be held hostage to the way that we read them. So whenever we have a line like Yeshin Lemik, Yeshin Lesor, it's always good to remember that Radvaz, Vadavar Yadua, Kia Osios Below Nekudos Vitaamim, Yesh Bahem, Mashmauyos Harbe, Vitzirufim Shonim, Vikrios Hefchios, like here, Lachain, Lo Nidnu, Anekudos, Vatamim, Likasim, Vesefer Torah, Vyektu Bechumashim, Vishemes Lasos Lashem, Kadesh Lo Tishtachik, Torah Sakria, Kishar Torah Shevalpeh. But you have to realize that there are so many Sodos. He says the Nekudos are the Tsura, the Neshama is the Neshama, right? The letters of the Neshama, the Nekudos are the Guf. V'chulu v'imnakei la'sefer Torah ha'yu lo gvul v'shir k'dimyon achomer shehigia lo tzura yedua v'lo ha'efshel l'alios nidrash ki'im l'fi ha'nikud ha'mesuyam ba'oza teva avom ebnesha sefer Torah balul u'muvla v'chol minei shleimus v'chol mil v'mila nitzlim ba'tile tilim lo nase minukadim k'dei shehi nidrash v'chol minei shleimus. Wow. Shivim panam la'Torah. That's a great Radvaz. Gimel, Tav Resh Mem Gimel. Radvaz. Good. Let's continue. So we have this machlokes, whether ikvi sur or not. Esei Rafuna l'Ravasi. Rafuna asks Ravasi, who says that you only need one. Varmadarchia barav l'Ravasi, chelev v'shuman l'fanav. What does the first line of, the second line of the Mishnah say? The second line of the Mishnah says, if you have two pieces, chelev v'shuman l'fanav, v'achal achas mehen, my love me, the sefer, shtei chatichos, reishanam, shtei chatichos. The first line says, you ate something, you're not sure what. So if the second line is about two pieces of meat, so isn't the first one too? Amar lehu Rav, no. Lo tez li basar ifcha. Don't ask me about something that could be proved to be just the opposite. No, why the two cases? The point is, the first line is about one piece of meat. And the second line is about two pieces. Iachi, so then, why do you even say it? Iachi, yesh lomar chaticha achas mechayiv, shtei chaticha stricha lemeimar. So if you're chayav even on one piece of meat where there's no isur there, surely where the isur is there. Zu vein sarach lamar zu. Okay. Sometimes it could say the bigger chiddush first. Ulechiyah barav da'amar mi desefa b'shtei chatichos. Reishanami b'shtei chatichos. Mis nitarti lamali. So if they're both b'shtei chatichos, what's the two lines of the Mishnah? Pirushikam afaresh. Savig achal chilev, savig lo achal. Maybe Hashem tali. Keitzad gon shahaya chilev deshuman lefanav. Fine. Period. Amar av yudam arav. Next, Rav says, "Hayu lefanav shtei chatichos achas shoshim avachas shochelav. Ochal achas mehem min adiyah ez mehen ochal. Chayev. Two pieces, you don't know which one you ate, you're chayev. Meaning that sounds like the shita of chiyah barav. Chaticha achas, sovei shochelav, sovei shoshuman v'ochla, potur. So, Amar Rav, my time at the Rav. We're going to have a number of reasons, we're not going to get to all of them today, of what's the svara, or the source, for requiring chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. What's the source for it? As we will see a number of... we had one already. Matzos ksiv, yeshem lamikra. That was one source. But there's going to be other sources coming up. My time of the Rav. Omar Krava Asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Bishkaga Ashishkog Bishtayim Mitzvos Ksiv Mitzvas Karinan. I'm sorry, Mitzvas Ksiv Mitzvos Karinan. Right? So that was number one. Esve, as we said before. Esve Abaya. So Abaya says, no, one second. I have a raya that you don't need. Ikvi Surah. Rebel Yezer Omer. Koi Chayavar Lavashim Talui. If I eat the chalev of a koi is a suffik chaya, suffik behema. So the halacha is that there's a difference, right? Whether chalev of a chaya or a hema is kosher or not kosher. So if I eat the chalev of a koi, I'm chayev, because it's a suffik. But what do you mean? That's only one. It's either mutter or aser. So isn't that a raya that you don't need two? My Lord Eliezer, savar, yeshem lemesaris, matz mitzvos ksiv. So you're right. That daya, that raya, Rabbi Eliezer could hold like the other opinion. But I don't see that. I think that. Esfe or the following. Safek ben tishah l'rishon or b'tishah l'acharon. A woman gets married to her yavam a month after her husband dies. And then 8 months later she has a baby. You're not sure if this is the son of the first husband. And then she wasn't allowed to do yibum. And then she's living in sin. Because it's the Isra of Eshazach. Or it's the son of the second husband. So Yotzi, they have to get divorced. Because it might be an Isra Krisus. Eshazach. But Vavlar Kasher, because it's Suffolk. Suffolk Mamzer is not a Mamzer. V'chayiv v'ashem talui. So chayiv v'ashem talui, again, isn't this like one? It's either Asur or Mutter. Answer, Hamani or Belezeri. Same thing. That's Rebbe Elazar's Shita. One more for today, and then we'll just do Tosfos. Eisvei nimsal shelo, the Mishnah Nida. What happens if after a Maisabia, then there's blood? And you don't know if they were Meshamesh b'nidusa. So nimsal shelo, if he found on the garment that he used to clean himself. If he found blood on that garment, then where else did the blood come from? Obviously from her, Bishas Bia. So Nimshal Shalo Temein, they're Tame Mishum Nida V'chayavim B'karban. They're Chayav Chatos. It's a Vadai. Al Shala, if it's found on the garment that she used to clean herself afterwards, but again, it depends. Oh, so if they did it, if she cleaned herself immediately after the Maisa Bia, the Temein V'chayavim B'karban. But it obviously came the second that while she was in need of Shaz Bia, therefore they're Tame and Chayav Karban. Nimsal Shalal Acharzman, Tame and Misafik, Ubuturman Akarban. But if she checked after a little while, then they're only Tame Misafik, and they don't have to bring a Karban, Chatas. Fatani Allah, Chayim Mishum Hashem Talui. But they have to bring an Asam Talui. So again, there too. There's no two Chatichos. Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer, he. That's also going to be Rabbi Eliezer, but I hold like the other opinion. Tosfos here has a fascinating question, and there's an amazing machlokas, Tosfos and the Ron. And that is, according to the opinion that says you need ikve yisura, that you need two chatichos. So what about the case in the Mishnah of Safik Yom, Safik Shabbos? How do you have two chatichos there? Fine, by all the meat cases, you could have it. But if you're not sure if it's Shabbos or weekday, how do you have the case of ikve yisura in that case? So Tosfos says, Bein Hashmashos of Motzi Shabbos. This Cheskas Isser already. Cheskas Isser already. Says Tosfos, or in the middle of Tosfos, be the Seifa. V'gam ikva isura sha'asa malacha bebein Hashmashos, karov l'motzi Shabbos, de ikva isura kol hayom. Ikva isura the whole day. You already had the day. Meaning it's clear from Tosfos that Bein Hashmashos of Erev Shabbos is not ikva isura. Only Bein Hashmashos of Motzi Shabbos, because Ikvi Sura is like, the Isra already exists. There's already a Cheskas Isra of the Yom. If you look in the Ran elsewhere, the Stipler, if you look in the Stipler here, he summarizes these sources, in Simen Yud, if you look in the Ran in Mesechas Beitza, in the beginning of Perek HaMevi, and elsewhere, and in Yuma, the Ran seems to say that Bein Hashmashos both a Friday night and a Motzi Shabbos are Ikvi Sura. So what's that machlokas about? Fascinating machlokas. Right? Is that a Bein Hashmashos machlokas? Is that a Ikve Yisura machlokas? He starts off by saying that L'chora, the fact that the Ran says, this is the disciple now, the Ran says that both are, because Bein Hashmashos is Shezeh Hazman HaMisupak Omeid Bein Hayom Dehetru Bein Halayla De'Isser. The Safik Huim Oso Zman Hu Mikan O Mikan. Like Shtei Chatichos. You ate one piece, not sure if you ate the kosher or the not kosher. You're not sure if this moment was kosher or not kosher. And Dasa Tosfos, no, it's only Motzoi. Because Tosfos says it has to do with what's already been established or not. There's nothing established in this moment. Interesting. But then he says, maybe maybe Bein HaShmashos, and it gets to the root of Bein HaShmashos, maybe Bein HaShmashos is it? No, it's really different. The better mashal would be three pieces. One Vaday Aser, one Vaday Mutter, and one you're not sure about. Because Bein HaShmashos might be a Bir Yibifnei Atzma. A little bit of Safik Yom, Safik Laila, Safik Yisr, Safik Mutter. And if you say that, then it's like three Chatichos. It's not even like two. Let alone, it's not even like one, let alone two. So he says, Oso Yom Shaladim is topic bo. Hainu Yish Safik, Shema Olo Higiyashas Bein HaShmashos, Dain Eino B'chal Zman Shekaruchas Ha Bein HaShmashos. Sorry, where's the line I wanted to mention? The Chaticha de Heter Va'alayla, the Shabbos, the Chaticha de Yisr, Oso Zman, who's Safik. He says, Bein HaShmashos could be Safik al Atzmuso Mahu. He doesn't quote it, but I remember that Ritva in Yuma. Ritva in Yuma says, Bein HaShmashos is like a, it's a din, vadai, of Safik Yom, Safik Laila. It's not a real, it's a Safik, but the Halacha created a day that has Yom HaLaila as part of it. Right, it's like Bir Yibifnei Atzma by Androgynous, right, or a Koy is Bir Yibifnei Atzma. But he has this discussion here, all the different formulations. But the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ran is a fact. What the Svara is something to research and to think about. Okay, so this gets us into the sugyas of Ikva. We didn't use the Gemara didn't use the Lashon yet of Ikvi Sura. We didn't get there yet. We'll have to Be'ez Hashem get there or other Svaras of why you would need two. But that's the Machlokas here between Rav Asi and Shchiya Barav whether Ashem Tali in general needs. And Lechore will not be totally on the Machlokas, or connected to the Machlokas, Rashba and the Rambam, about whether this is an exception to the rule, or it is the rule. And this proves the rule of Sabi Daraisa Lechomer being a Din Daraisa. But again, that's an important Machlokas, Rashba and Rambam, and Machlokas Amoraim, and Machlokas Tanoam, whether you need it. Anyway, this is important discussions here about Asham Tali. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue next time with Omar Rebbe Chia, as we have towards the bottom of the daf.